you are tuned in and turned on to the WEI Network.
I know Norman Pinsky Come Home.
That's right.
Is the name of the film. And you are?
Aaron Ruddleston.
The director?
Director. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's funny, and we speak over and over about this. When you're talking about independent film, nobody has one title. You know? You're the director, you're the caterer, all right? You're the transportation. One person earlier said he finished directing for the day and he went and cleaned up the bathroom, that kind of stuff.
Craft service.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the film.
Well, it's a short film. It's actually a short version of a feature-length film.
Yeah.
That we're developing and we hope to find financing for. But it's called Number.
Is she with you?
No.
Okay.
Never met her.
Well, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, if you would. Could you take a picture? So we have it for posterity. And it's the big button. Okay.
It's a modern Frankenstein parody.
Oh, I like it already.
But in this story, the monster used to be Norman Pinsky, who was the quiet son of a Jewish plumber. And so while his parents are mourning the untimely death of their son...
You.
His body is being stolen from the cemetery and reanimated in a laboratory by a mad scientist. So when Mama and Papa Pinsky come home and they find their recently deceased son sitting on his old boyhood bed, his old boyhood room, they're a little freaked out. They're not quite sure what to do about it. Howard Pinsky, his father, is convinced that this is a curse and it's going to bring shame to their family.
Right.
But his mother sort of sees the primitive mind of this monster, and she likens it to that of the primitive mind of a toddler. So she actually thinks that she can re-raise him as without all of the parenting mistakes they made the first time around.
Oh, well, yeah, I love that. I would like to do that with one of my kids. You know, delete and reboot.
Right, well,
yeah.
We all learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. All right, so how did you come up? Were you like a horror film or an old time?
No, I will say this. I'm a huge fan of Young Frankenstein. That type of humor.
I'm one of those people that I'll chuckle out loud, but I'll laugh my ass off internally. Young Frankenstein, I was rolling in the aisles.
Mm-hmm. No, it's timeless.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch it today, and a lot of movies you watch years and years after you've seen them,
They're
not as funny as you remember.
Right.
That's one that is always as funny as I remember it to be.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was where the context of... But I was really just thinking about the genre and the because it's so it's such an icon, the Frankenstein monster.
Right.
And it's just been done and redone and overdone so many different ways.
Well, this is a little different.
Nobody's ever really asked the question, who was that individual? Who provided the raw material for this monster? This was an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the original, it's composed of many, many parts, but it's been sort of in many, many incarnations of the monster. He's sort of become like an individual.
Right.
Who was that guy?
Now, you said you're working on the feature, the full length.
Yeah, we have a feature script. We have some elements attached and a little bit of funding. We still have a long way to go.
All right. Well, that's great. And I like that. What films have you done prior to this that prepared you for doing this type? Your previous works, similar genre or?
Yes. I mean, this is the sixth short film that I've directed, written and directed. So it's always with a very similar kind of dark sense of humor. I like edgy, dark humor. not because I'm a dark person, but it's sort of a catharsis.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like to confront, you know, the things that are scary and uncomfortable, and then when you can laugh about them, it's like...
You know what? I've got similar likes to that. I love dark humor, or black humor, whatever you want to call it. And when I'm watching a dark comedy with somebody, and you just don't get it. You don't get it.
Right.
It's like, open your mind. I mean, this is very funny.
Yeah.
So that's great. I mean, I love that. Any other projects that you're working on simultaneously, or is 100% of your efforts going into getting the funding and getting this?
Well, I'd say 95% of my efforts devoted towards raising my children.
Okay.
Two small kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little harder to carve out time to do it, but I always got so many different projects in my head. You know, there are other short films. I mean,
yeah.
this feature may be... It may continue to be a long-term, you know, project.
Right.
You know, while we raise funds and find backers. In the meantime, there may be some other short films.
And now, are you local to Florida?
No.
Okay. Actually, you're in from where?
From New York. Well, we just moved to New Jersey.
To New Jersey. Okay. And it's New York. Yeah. It's New York. Okay. I was just going to say. So you use local actors up there?
Yeah. We actually had an incredible cast.
Yeah.
We had... Elaine Gromka, Ray Yannicelli, and Lee Turgeson, who is probably one of the most versatile actors I've ever met. I mean, he did Oz for years,
uh-huh.
He did Monster, he was in Wayne's World.
Okay, so he's got a good resume.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a following, too.
Uh-huh.
He's a really incredible, and he was phenomenal in this. Just, and even down to Steve Rosen played Igor, the sidekick.
Now, did he keep the hump on the same side?
Yes.
You didn't know that. Okay.
No, I couldn't make a direct reference to Young Frankenstein. But he is, you know, when I met him the first day of filming, that was the first time I met him, and he had such an incredibly comic physicality that it just blew me. I really wanted to, like, write a spinoff just for his.
Really? That's very funny.
Yeah. He did Spamalot, and he did tons and tons of TV. And Mark Gessner plays Norman Pinsky.
Well, you know what? You're in an area where there are a lot of actors. Not that they're looking for work, but there are a big pool of actors that may be familiar to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a good location to pull in some, people, actors with following.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
All right, so if anybody wanted to follow you
and
/ the movie, social media, website, where would they go?
Yeah, there's a number of ways to do that. There's you can go to savantfilms.com, .net. Savantfilms.net. There's the actual film website, which is pinsky-movie.com. And then you can always go to Facebook, which is facebook.com/savantfilms.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. I don't want to screw up the name. Welcome Home?
No. Norman Pinsky,
Come Home. Norman Pinsky, Come Home. I love the name. I was looking in the schedule, and it was like, all right. You know, a lot of times, you don't even have to read what the storyline is about. You just get grabbed by the title.
Uh-huh.
And if this was done 40 years ago, I would think it was a George Segal movie. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's great. I'm usually not very good at titles, but this was one I was
very good.
Proud of.
Very good. Well, good luck. When's it screening here?
Screens this afternoon at 3:15 at Cinema Paradiso.
All right, so that's Saturday the 4th.
Yeah, and again on November 13th. I would have to double-check the time. I'll be in attendance.
That's Tuesday the 13th?
Monday the 13th.
Yeah.
But somebody, you know, if you're interested, you should
Monday.
Check
that. It is Monday, yeah.
Okay.
Which you can go to fliff.com and get the schedule, find out about this film, find out about the other films that are here. And, well, I wish you luck. Enjoy the weather. And when you head back to New York, say hello.
I will.
I'm born and raised there. I mean, you can tell by, you know, my accent, I guess.
It's seems like everybody down here has like a New York or New Jersey accent.
You know what? I've met a lot of people from Detroit, the Michigan area, Chicago,
yeah.
Boston, New York.
Yeah.
But New York is definitely the majority.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful down here. I really understand why people come.
We're coming into the time of the year that people... We don't live here for July and August, you know? It's
right.
Like...
We were in Orlando in September.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the beginning of September.
Yeah.
It was hotter than...
It can be brutal. Yeah. I always joke around and I say, you know, people say the wheel was the most important invention of all time. Air conditioning.
Yeah, I know.
Air conditioning.
I feel the same way.
All right, well, I'm Peter from Peter's Living Room here on the World Entertainment and Information Network. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little break. I'm going to play a little bit of music for you. We're going to try and fix some of the video streaming problem that we were having. Maybe we could get the equipment to recognize the camera. So don't go away. We will be back shortly with more interviews from the Saver Cinema in Fort Lauderdale and the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival.
You are tuned in and turned on to the WEI Network.